50 years ago, George Harrison got some of his friends together to raise money for Bangladesh. Bangladesh, Bangladesh. War had left that country plagued by violence, disease, and poverty. So how much has Bangladesh changed in 50 years? Here's NPR's Lauren Freyer.
The lead-up to Bangladesh's birth was bloody.
This slightly blurry amateur videotape shows Pakistani soldiers executing students, professors, and workers at the University of Dhaka last...
Pakistan had controlled the area then called East Pakistan. It was trying to put down what it saw as a separatist rebellion, but it failed and Bangladesh was born. It was a moment of celebration and of sorrow, says historian Antara Dutta. She says local newspapers printed teardrops of blood on their front pages.
These newspapers frequently carry pleas from family members of those who had been taken away and killed, and there are hundreds of these.
Estimates differ, but Bangladeshis claim up to 3 million people were killed. Many who survived the war died in a cholera outbreak afterward, and their economy was in shambles. U.S. diplomats famously called the new country a basket case.
You have this country that is very poor, prone to flooding, prone to cyclones. Then there's this large refugee crisis. 10 million people leave Bangladesh in the space of 8 months.
But since then, over the past half century, Bangladesh has made a remarkable turnaround. Life expectancy has risen by more than 50%. Infant mortality is now 1/6 of what it was. The IMF says Bangladesh's GDP will soon exceed those of Denmark and Singapore.
It is definitely a success story how much we have progressed.
Economist Faria Naeem says Bangladesh did this in part by collaborating with NGOs to deliver public services. It created jobs in manufacturing, especially the garment industry, which now contributes more than 80% of Bangladesh's exports and employs lots of first-time workers, especially women.
This was the first sort of instance where women folk in Bangladesh got a chance to work outside their home, outside of agriculture, in a formal setting and earn salaries.
It's fueled such economic growth that the United Nations says it plans to take Bangladesh off its list of least developed countries. Bangladesh is a Muslim country that's empowered women through factory work. It's also been ruled by them.
Abhishek Hasina.
That's the current Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina taking her oath of office for the fourth time. Bangladesh was under military rule for parts of its first two decades. But since the return of democracy in 1991, power has basically flip-flopped back and forth between two women, Hasina and her main rival, Khalida Zia. They've both been accused of corruption, jailed critics and journalists. Bangladesh has also had bouts of sectarian violence. Its economy needs to diversify. But its biggest challenge is something it can't change much. It's geography. A vast web of river deltas increasingly threatened by rising seas.
Bangladesh is one of the most climate vulnerable countries.
At the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, Sheikh Hasina emerged as a voice of the developing world, asking for more climate financing, clean technology, and help for climate refugees. Because however far Bangladesh has come in the half century since its birth, climate change threatens its next 50 years. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.